Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. Okay, so big welcome to today's podcast. I have a guest today, which is very exciting. So Heather Ashley has come on to chat to me today all about the cold. And thank you so much for coming along, Heather.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me on.
So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Heather before we start chatting. So as well as being a Wim Hof instructor, you're a mum, health coach, nutritional therapist and healthy habit creator. And the title of today's podcast is We Have Innate Power Within Us if we only believe and learn how to unlock it. So I thought it'd be really nice today to delve into all of these kind of topics. So I actually met Heather because one of my client friends told me all about this go and plunge in the sea on a Friday morning at sunrise called Win the Morning, Win the Day. So I went along and my friend was there with all her boot camp friends, and you go for this walk or run and then you plunge in the sea. And Heather, you've obviously created this wonderful thing. I have to say, I think it's a lovely way to start the day on a Friday. So what's been your journey with this and what inspired the Friday morning, win the morning, win the day?
Well, the Friday, win the morning, win the day, the main inspiration from that is I had started doing cold dipping before I started it for about a year. And I couldn't believe how amazing I felt, and I couldn't believe I could do it. So I thought, okay, this is something that's free. Let's do it and let's open up to as many people as possible. And it was actually my husband that said to me, so there was... Chris Reeves who started Win the Morning, Win the Day over in Gosport. He'd literally just started it during lockdown. And Dave said to me, why don't you do that here? And I thought, great idea. So I did. So I started my own Win the Morning, Win the Day, which anyone could do. And I would encourage you to do wherever you are. You know, you don't even need to have water nearby. The main thing is, the main part about it is, well, certainly it wasn't my initial thought when I set it up, but that's been the core of what it is, and it's a community. It's pulling people together, you know, from all ages, all backgrounds and circumstances, and it's a common place, a place where you can go connect. And of course we all share, you know, a love for cold immersion. Maybe not actually for some less than others, and maybe not initially when they start coming along. Because I always say, you know, even if you don't want to go into the cold, that's okay. Just come along, you know, stretch your legs, have a chat, have a blather and hang around, and we will get you in the sea, of course, at some point. It's inevitable. But that's where it started. So I started it in Branksome, which will be 4 years now. It's been 4 years this year. It's been going and it's been going and growing. And the winters always tended to dwindle a little bit with the numbers, but I have to say this year has been the strongest. This winter has been the strongest turnout we've had ever so far, which is awesome. It just makes me so proud of everyone showing up for themselves, because of course that's what it's about. You know, it's about showing up for you. You're the only person that we're accountable for, and we're looking to improve on and be is ourself the day before, from how we were the day before, how we showed up.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I started then coming regularly, and then one of my friends turned out she's living in Dorset for, you know, 4 days a week, and then her school friend then came along, and then you meet new friends and you have different levels of friendships, which is lovely. But I've been doing it on my own feet for years, like regularly all year round going in the sea. But something that had always put me off of going to a group was I assumed wrongly that people would be doing proper swimming and they'd be in for absolutely ages. And I think that I was so pleased, like, to find what you're doing, because it's that you can go, you actually say what the maximum amount of time that is safe to go in. So that's obviously a good guideline. And you can go in for as little or even paddle. I mean, sometimes it is the currents are too strong and you really just need to be paddling and or just doing a plunge in the very shallow. But that, so I was so pleased that there wasn't that, you know, woolly hats on, but maybe not a professional swimming hat going off for this great massive swim.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's about, you know, removing any barriers to entry, because we're great at building those up, you know, reasons why we can't go, we shouldn't go, and we won't go. So it's about making it as easy as possible. You know, everyone, obviously safety is the number one priority, safety for yourself and safety for others. So that's why everyone looks out for each other. And, you know, there's some safety protocols that we need to follow when we're there. And it's a dip. I'm not a huge swimmer, Bev. You know, I like to go in the water. I'm working on it. It's something I'm working on this summer, spring, summer, to build on that. But so it's just for going in, having a play around. And you see yourself, you know, there's so much laughter and carrying on being done when we're in the sea. It's just so much fun than having our heads down and swimming. And of course, there's a place for that as well. And there's plenty of groups out there that do that too. And amazing. Keep them going. The more the merrier.
Yeah. So, the other thing I will just say, one of the reasons that I'm now such a regular is my son goes to university in September. So that's the one. And for me, I absolutely love the feeling of having been in the cold, but also for me, it's to have a regular social to make sure that I've got, you know, there are hobbies and passions going on. And as you say, you're with like-minded people who love the same sort of things. So that's one of the driving forces behind me going that I'm not going to feel that sort of empty nest as much if I have more social, more community, more hobbies going on as well. So tell us more about your Wim Hof journey. And if anyone's like never heard of Wim Hof, do you want to just share what that actually means? Because some people listening will know, and many will not as well.
Of course. I mean, I didn't know about him either. But Wim Hof basically is also known as the Iceman. He's broken multiple records through his own, you know, challenging himself. And basically through that, there's the book. Through that, he's developed it over time. But what was the sort of the main, when it's really kind of started to crystallise was sadly when he lost his wife in 95. She suffered from depression, serious depression, and she sadly took her life jumping from sixth floor building and leaving behind four young kids under the age of five. So there was Wim, you know, a postman in the Netherlands left to look after these children. And he just went within and he went what he was drawn to, always sort of going and following his intuition. And through that, he sort of developed, I won't go in too much, but through that, he developed, he was practicing what became what is now known as the Wim Hof method, because he started breaking all these records and people were thinking he's superhuman. And Wim was like, I'm not superhuman, anyone can do this. And where he really turned things, where he turned science in its head was back in 2014 when they did the Radboud study, and they basically injected Wim with bacteria which would make anyone go sick, fever very quickly. He actually was able to control his endocrine system, which is basically your body's defenses against illness, and he was able to do that through practicing this method, which is a combination of three pillars, which is mindfulness/commitment, breath through your breath, conscious breath, and the cold, and not necessarily ice baths, but just say the cold. It could be, you know, showers, whatever it may be. Again, just making it accessible. So that's where he really turned it around, because he was able to fight back that, and where he was able to not suffer the symptoms, whereas the other control group did. And of course, they went on to develop it and to more people, and again, the same results were found, because as Wim says, he's not superhuman. You know, it's all up here, the power of our mind. You know, we are what we believe, we choose to believe, but the capabilities are way beyond that. And that sort of links back to how I first discovered Wim Hof, actually. And it was through a great friend of mine, Lucy Sanger. She'd said to me, because I just moved down to the area, and she'd asked me, we met on the beach, you should do walking dogs and playing with the kids. And she'd asked me if I did cold immersion. I was like, no, I don't. And she kept chipping away to every, well, not so much chipping away, but every time she talked about it, because she had a real love for cold immersion. She'd been practicing it for years. But every time she spoke about it, she had this glint in her eye. And I thought, right, okay, you know, there's definitely something in that, because it was so consistent. And also, being a health coach, I knew I'd heard of the benefits of cold showers, but I just found it really, I found it a real struggle. I mean, at the time, I remember trying a cold shower for the first time, and we were living in Doha. And as you can imagine, you can appreciate the water over there isn't, the cold isn't cold at all. And I couldn't even face that, babe. So just to give you an idea of where my baseline was, it was there. So, I decided one day to do it. And I faced my fear, and I went into the sea, and it was in March, and it was wild, it was cold, it was freezing, and it was windy, and every single cell in my body was screaming out, what are you doing? Run away, don't do it, don't do it. But I'd committed to doing it, and I did it, and Lucy was there holding my hand. Of course, I would encourage anyone who wants to do a few things, but if you were in my situation, just always make sure you go in with someone there to support you and to be there and look out for you. Don't do it on your own. And then we went into the sea, and I knew the first minute was going to be, I call it the spicy bit in my workshops, but we know that first bit is going to be painful, because let's face it, going into the cold, our bodies aren't designed to stay any length of time in the cold. So, but once you get over that shift, it's, you know, that's when the magic happens. That's when you start to get the rush of all your adrenaline, noradrenaline, and the dopamine. And I looked round at Lucy, and she just looked at me, and she went, see, now you know the secret. And that moment stuck with me, and I thought, wow, boom, there it is right there. Now I can understand why all these people go into the cold, whereas I just couldn't understand it. You know, like anything, it's your perspective, what you see, and what you've built up, these stories you build up over time in your life. And my story was very different to up until that moment. That's when it completely changed. And I thought, wow, yeah, this is powerful. And also the big realization for me, which I share often, just to encourage other people to do things that are challenged, that they maybe want to do, but they're just apprehensive or a bit scared, and that is fear. You know, the fear was real in me going into the sea. And I remember looking back at the sea afterwards and thinking, wow, I just did that. And I thought, fear, well, what was fear? Fear was false expectations appearing real. And I thought, well, if I can do that, what else? You know, if I've been holding myself back from doing that, what else am I holding myself back from? And that links back to why, you know, when the morning, when the day, I encourage as many people to come along and try it. Because honestly, if I can do it, anyone can. And from that moment, that's when I wanted to learn more about Wim Hof. Who is Wim Hof? What is he doing? You know, why is this? You know, the power behind that. And that's when I started my practice.
Yeah. And so you've got the cold water, you've got the mindset, and you've got the breath. So I was lucky, I chose to come to Wim Hof Ice Bath workshop here in Dorset, which I really, really loved it. So obviously, should we start with hot and cold showers, first of all? How could somebody get started with some hot and cold showers? And why would they do that?
Yeah, the easiest way to do it is hot and cold shower is a cold shower. I think most of us have got access to running water. So the best way to start is, well, I always say, even just taking it back to the three steps of motivation that I use with my clients and my health coaching practice. And that is, the first step is why. You know, why do you want to do it? So be really clear on what your why. And your why might start off with something very different to what it ends up being, but at least start with your why. And the second step is put yourself on the other side of the experience. You know, how will you feel if you don't do it? If it's a new experience, you know, how will I feel if I don't do it? If it's an experience you've already had, you know, how will I feel once I have done it? And that can help to just pull us through. Because we're humans, we always choose the path of least resistance to conserve our energy. And we're great at procrastinating, aren't we? We're great at putting things off. Oh, I'll do that for whatever reason. And then the third step is just, in the words of Mel Robbins, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and do it. And go and do it. So that's to get you there. The process behind it is, I would just say, just do what's, you know, whatever's comfortable for you. Have your shower as normal. I would advise have your shower as normal, and then just gradually turn it cooler at the end of the shower, towards the end of the shower, turn it cooler and just feel into it. And I just look at it as a sensation. Don't necessarily look at it with all these preconceived ideas and thoughts that you have behind it, because guess what? You'll completely see what you want to see and you'll feel what you want to feel. Whereas if you go into it with a curious outlook and just to experience it and see how it is, see how you feel during it and see how you feel after it, and then you'll have a completely different experience. But as you do that, what I would just ask you to do is step one, have your normal shower. Step two, turn it cooler towards the end of the shower. Step three, just take a deep breath in and exhale. It's really important that when we do that, and likewise when we are faced with stressful situations, that our automatic, you know, our ENS system, our autonomic nervous system automatically goes into that fight or flight. So you want to take a deep breath in. Well, what you want to do is you want to trick the mind, everything's okay, everything's safe, everything's well. And you do that through nice, long exhalations as you do it, just taking control through your breath. And again, just nice, slow, deep inhalations and exhalations. So your breath, you're nice and calm. And have your shower as cold as you like for whatever length of time that you can. But build up to 2 minutes. You want to build up to 2 minutes, ideally.
Yeah, I think I might need to set an actual timer in my morning shower, because yeah. I count a bit too fast, I think. Okay, yeah. I keep counting too fast.
But counting's good, because distraction's great. You know, distraction's great. I mean, I love seeing people, you know, whenever they're in those challenging moments, and I see it myself. You know, it's interesting. You know, when you see often, you know, in the ice bath or whatever cold immersion we're doing, the minute that someone takes their mind off themselves, they instantly forget whatever's going on in their heads. And the distractions on that other person, helping that other person. So distraction's good. So counting's good. But what also would be a good idea is pop on a song, you know, pop on a song that really gets you going, that you know that's going to get you going. And it could be 2 minutes long or whatever it may be. Or, you know, when it gets to that point, it's 2 minutes long. And you can always maybe push the boat out and go a little bit further to the end of the song as well.
Yeah, what a good idea. I have to say, since I did the breath work with you at your workshop, mm-hmm. I really did enjoy the music with it. So I'm loving that in the morning, putting the headphones on.
Good.
And curling back in bed for the 4 rounds of breath work. So
well done.
Thanks. I really, really like it. I'm actually getting up half an hour earlier for this, which is obviously worth it. It's obviously worth it.
Well, you're feeling the benefits from it. So again, just going back to that second step of motivation, if you're noticing the benefits and feeling how great you feel afterwards, and then also looking back, you know, at the end of the day, looking back throughout your day where you've had those stressors and noticing subtle changes.
Yeah.
Because as Wim says, the subtle difference makes all the difference.
Yeah, definitely. Have you got a particular morning routine that you do?
Oh yeah, my morning routine just keeps getting longer and longer.
Elaborate like mine. Let's hear yours.
Yeah, because you know that's the way to do it. Your habit stacking's the way to do it. So yeah. Besides dealing with everything I need to deal with my family, I do my breath work. So I do 3 rounds of breath work every morning, and my ideal is to then follow that with a 20 minute meditation, and then.
But sometimes it's not always easy to schedule that in, being completely transparent here. So I'm having to shift that, and I'm doing that, my meditation, later in the afternoon now, so early evening before dinner. And so after my breath work, I'll then go down the beach and have a run, a walk or whatever, and then a sea dip. And that's my morning routine. And then that's me ready, set to go on with the rest of the day.
Brilliant. For me listening, that's pretty inspiring. What a way to start the day. That is definitely a great way to start the day. And how has the breath work and the ice baths and training in the Wim Hof method and just absorbing in yourself in that every single day, how's that helped you on different parts of your journey?
It's been a lifeline, really. Whilst I started practicing it, I noticed, so going back to that March day when I first went into the cold, and then I started doing the breath work and practice just on my own with the Wim Hof app, which anyone can do. Wim Hof app, you can use it, and it's a good guide and it's a good measure to see you build up your results as well. I started practicing that, and within a few months, I noticed my reaction and my response to stress was very different. And of course, I'd signed up to be, because I wanted to train to be an instructor, but COVID had set in, so all that was kind of put on hold. So I didn't fully understand the science behind it. I just noticed what I felt in myself. And of course, as Wim says, feeling is understanding, and that's ultimately it. You know, it's good to know the science, etc. But as long as you feel the difference, you're noticing the difference, and other people are noticing the difference, that's where you can see the results are evident. But I didn't realise at the time, but I now know what that is, as I was improving my hermetic stress. So hermetic stress is just how you respond, basically how your body responds and reacts to stress. So when we do the ice bath, when we do the cold immersion, whatever shape or form that is, we're putting our body under stress. You know, we're doing that dance between the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. Now, our brain doesn't know the difference between whether we are being chased by a lion or not, but the more time we do this, the more time we go into our practice, we're starting to create that neuroplasticity in the brain. We're starting to create those pathways and make them clearer and stronger every time. So as a result, whenever you are faced with a real life ice bath, because I use the ice bath, as you know, the workshop, I used it in our workshop that you were at. I use the ice bath as a metaphor for life. We just never know what ice baths are further down the line, and how we, and hopefully we never do have them, and how difficult and challenging they are. But we know that we all face challenges and we never know what they are. So this is like an investment, if you like, an investment for you and also for your family, not only to improve your health by boosting your immune system, by reducing anxiety, by reducing inflammation, which we know is one of the biggest killers of the world, by also improving our cardiovascular system again, which is another big one. You know, our cardiovascular system, we're giving it a workout through our breath work and also through the ice bath. By doing that, we are investing in ourselves and we're also feeling good at the same time. So, you know, we're getting all the endorphins and all the amazing, the dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin as well. So we're getting a good dose of all that, as well as knowing that we are strengthening our resilience. And that's that, no doubt, massively. I had that firsthand because after that, my life changed.
Yeah, it does so many things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's such a support, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it can really reduce pain in different ways as well. I mean, there's different types of pain, aren't there? There's mental pain, emotional pain, physical pain. In the workshop, we were standing by the ice bath and you poured box after box and everyone's pouring boxes of ice in and told everyone to pick
no,
up
the, no more ice.
You said, pick up the ice and pull the ice. And I was like, oh, lovely. And at that moment, what I love about the ice and the cold is it's one time that I go completely pain-free. I still have pain in my left wrist. I suppose it's a low level pain, but it's such a wonderful feeling when there's a pain, whatever that pain is reduced or taken away. And as you said, it can be mental, that it can support you, and it can be physical as well, can't it?
Yeah, completely across all fronts. I mean, that's something you can relate to with the ice. And as you know, I mean, how long did you notice? Did the pain return quite quickly afterwards or not?
I felt fantastic for hours. And pain-wise, yeah, it doesn't last long term. But I'd say it was probably for the afternoon.
Great. Well, it might be worth you, if you aren't doing it already, is to just even just put your hands, because given it is contained to your hands, you know, you could easily do that, you know, and even if you don't want to use ice, you can put, you know, you can drop the temp, you can put containers in your freezer so they freeze, and then you can put them in a bucket or whatever, so you are still getting the cold temperatures where you're putting your hand in, that you can then just isolate it to that area.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, since the workshop, I've got a bowl every day and put ice in it, because I one of my favorite things at the end of the ice bath with you, I just wash my face with the icy water, because I know that's one of the things I love the most is that ice water on the face.
Yeah, it's good for collagen production as well.
Oh, that's good then. Definitely makes you younger, doesn't it? But yeah, I just love, especially in the afternoon and evening, because I've had chronic fatigue in the past, I find one of my main motivators is boosting energy from it all. And I love that sensation of the ice water on the face. It's really, really nice. And what about a bit more about the breath work? Because now there's so many types of breathing, and I'm currently reading Breath by James
Good.
Nelson, which you obviously mentioned about, and I've read
Wim
Hof's book, and then, you know, Wim Hof's obviously got the excellent documentary, it's on BBC if anyone wants to watch it on replay. It's freeze the Fear, isn't it, with all the celebrities?
Yeah.
I think that's what I really liked about that, is it's not like some reality TV show where it's all bitching and negative. It was really, yes, there might be celebrities and not, you know, might be celebrities on it, but I think it was all about their stories and the benefits they were getting from something that's really going to do them good. And I think that was really refreshing, I thought.
Yeah, it was. And I think at the end, as most people remember, was it Tamsin Outhwaite?
Yeah.
She wasn't going to do the bungee jump. And she said that, I think, right from the very beginning. And again, just showing the power of the mind, which Wim has a great course. I recommend anyone, again, you can do that from the comfort of your home. The Power of the Mind course is a great course to do. And it just shows, you know, that you can just see the journey through that, well, all of them went through over the course of those weeks to the end, where she did it, you know, as soon as she went up there with Wim. Before then, she wasn't going to do it. And as soon as she went up there, she could see, she could see that Wim completely believed in her and knew that she could do it. And again, it was just herself that was holding herself back, and there you go, she did it. It was amazing.
Yeah. And let's talk about breathing for a second. So obviously I teach mindfulness Pilates, and that's a particular type of breathing. And I teach many different types of breathing and meditation. And I think they're all very, very good. Now, breath work to me is, it's got quite a lot in, anyway, you can go very deep with breath work. Now, you can go so deep that I feel it can. I mean, obviously you're the teacher of this, so obviously you can explain it to everyone. But to me, on my daily practice, it just seems like a brilliant thing to do. And obviously, I love the science behind it as well. And it feels good. But obviously, it's giving you a lot of benefits at the same time. But it can also be quite therapeutic. It can be quite or very therapeutic as well, and deeply healing as well. Because when I was at your workshop, I was having a good old cry. I was a really loud cry. I don't think most people got that reaction, but some people do get some healing reactions from it as well. Do you want to just share a bit about what the breath work is?
Yeah, sure. And I'm glad you raised that, Bev, because the thing is, when it comes to breath work, when it you know, ages, so, you know, in terms of my experience, I'd never really practiced any breath work until the Wim Hof breathing, and I couldn't believe the impact it had on me. And it's just, it's amazing how simple and how free it is through conscious breath, where we can go. We, and of course, they've been practicing breath work for, you know, for thousands and thousands of years. So there's obviously something behind it. And I've been also been very fortunate enough to be on Wim's travels. I mean, I've just come back from Poland, and you know, you don't just necessarily go so deep in your breath work, you know, from day one, because it's something you're tapping into your central nervous system, which for some people can be a scary place, because depending on how safe they feel themselves. So, you know, we're going into realms and places where we haven't necessarily, you know, if you haven't practiced it, you haven't been there before. So it's depending on, you know, your experience and what's happened to you over time and how deep you want to go, it definitely can release trauma. It's a healing. We can heal ourselves through our breath. And we are always in control of that. We're always the alchemists of it. So we can dial it up or dial it back. I mean, the breath work that we do in the fundamentals, we don't go as deep, but because it's the first time for most people. And every breath work session is never the same. It's always different. You know, some people can find real release, and like you know, you felt that emotion, and that's okay. You know, it's good to, you know, I like to feel that I create an environment where people know that it's safe and they can let go, and it's safe and supported, because that's what we're all there for. We're there to get out and release whatever we need to release, because we hold. You know, we hold trauma in our bodies. I mean, just to share a story, actually, a recent story. One of my participants, he, after doing a powerful breathwork session, Wim led this breathwork session, and I was there, you know, I was there supporting him along with the other instructors, amazing instructors as well. And afterwards, he said, Heather, that is the first time I've cried in 37 years. 37 years. And he said he felt every time he does it, he's training to be a Wim Hof instructor as well, which is amazing. And he actually has some damage to his calf. And every time he breathes, he always has pain in his calf. Well, the next morning when we did our group exercise, and myself and the amazing Ash, so big shout out to Ash, Breath is a Bridge. For anyone who's in the London area, check out his workshops. He's amazing. And we did our breath work session just within our group, as we do in the morning. And after that breath work session, he came and told me he had no pain in his calf. So explain that.
And sometimes you know what the pain is, but you don't have to know what it is either. You may or may not know what it is, and it doesn't matter, does it? Because you can, you know, it's the breathing in, letting go,
yeah.
I have to say, your demo was very good at the breathing. It's a very good demo.
Oh, really?
Of course it was. But yeah, it was very beautiful, deep breath, and yeah, you're breathing deep and quite fast as well. And It's interesting, as you say, how you improve as you go along and you see things changing and shifting. And
yeah, you do. I mean, the breath work, you are, it's all about, ultimately, it's all about love and the connection to our soul. And when you go into real profound breath work, then yeah, you go places you've never been before, and it's empowering, it's liberating, and it gives us all hope.
Yeah, that's very important. That's very important. I thought it'd be nice today that we're going to share a little bit of breathing today, and also to pick an affirmation together. Or maybe you just want to, I'll share what I picked. I picked an affirmation from my Happy and Calm card deck before the podcast today. So I'll see if that resonates. But I have to say, I was having a little read of Wim's Hof book, just a few pages before coming on as well. And I thought, oh, that's a nice affirmation. Or maybe you've got one you want to share as well. We'll see. So the one I picked today was, I enjoy a favourite memory. I close my eyes, remember a happy memory, I am good at this. So it's quite a nice one that you can do in meditation, or you can talk about it, or you can journal and write down for a minute about what it means to you today. Anything it means to you today, Heather?
What I'm good. Sorry, can you just repeat it, Bev? Sorry.
I'm thinking of a happy memory.
A happy memory. Well, just most recent happy memory was in Poland. It was with 21 participants the whole week. Yeah, very fond memories. So, and that's the great thing, you know, about having them. You've got the memories locked in your mind afterwards as well.
Yeah. I think one of my happy memories, I will go for the ice bath actually with you. You are brilliant. Sat there. You help everyone in. You're standing, hold your hand, then you've got to breathe in, breathe out, plunge into that ice. But yeah, it was it's nice when you break through something, because one thing I wanted to break through was being able to control the breath in the ice and that real cold. Chuck cracked in the sea, but it's another level in ice, isn't it?
Beth, you did amazing. You were in there so calm. You were calm and serene, and you just sat there and you just, yeah, you took full control, because it is, you know, you've got that initial cold shock response system when you go in, but you just didn't even flinch. You just glided in with ease, taking that full control. You did amazing. I'm really proud of you.
I know I pulled my face to start with. You're like, what's going on? I just knew I was tensing my head, back and shoulders. And then I really did. And then I went off to some mountains in my mind. I didn't want to be there smiling for a photo or anything like that. I just wanted to be in the moment with it and feel it and, you know, sort of.
And that is just absolutely perfect, because there's not many things we can say that we do. You know, we say we want to be present. I want to be more present. But there's always things going off, you know, other pings coming up in our mind. But that's certainly two things that I can categorically say that whenever I do them, my mind is completely present, and that is in the ice bath and doing breath work.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? That's so true. As hard as I still found it, putting the arms under the water, I still loved it. I'm about to keep taking them out. But anyway. I thought it'd be quite nice near the end to do a bit of talk about the breathing. So I'm going to come back in just a second to talk about some breathing for everybody. So Heather's going to share a little bit about how on earth you would do some Wim Hof breath work.
Okay, I won't go through the full round, but just so people can get an idea, there are tons of resources. So I would encourage you first off to Google Wim Hof basic breathing, and you'll get Wim, the man himself, and he can guide you through. But if I just can explain what it is, what you do is you would sit comfortable, you would lie down, you make sure that one real safety factor is you do not practice the Wim Hof breathing, you know, standing or near water. It's really, really important that you do it lying down in a safe environment, nowhere near water and not operating machinery. I just joke about that, but I do actually mean it. You want to make sure you're lying down, because it is a bit, it is a bit like hyperventilating. It could be quite a very fast breath. But again, if it's your first time, you can slow it down. So whenever you do watch the video, you might want to just slow it down. Again, you're the alchemist, so you can dial it up as much or as little as you want. And what you do is you take full breaths in. So full breath in, and I would encourage you to breathe in through your nose, especially as the first time. Take a full breath in. You want to breathe into your belly, up into your chest, and then up into your shoulders, and then let go. Do that, and it's always nice to get a full exhalation out at first, and then after that you just repeat into the belly, into the chest, into the shoulders, and let go. Now when I say let go, it's not a full exhalation. When you go into the round, you just exhale enough to create some space to let some more air in. So you normally do this 30 to 40 times, but we can just practice this now. We'll do it 10 times, so I'll guide you through the processes. There's three steps: fully in, let go, fully in, let go. That's step one. Then there's step two, which is retention. So when we get to the 10th round, I'll say fully in, let go, exhale, 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 and you'll exhale and you'll remove all the air from your lungs and you'll stay there. That is called retention. That's the second step. And then the third step is, I will guide you in, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you'll then take a full breath in and hold. And we hold that for 15 seconds, and then we let go. Now that second step, which is the retention step, is when you've removed all the air from your lungs and you stay right there. You just stay there until you feel the need to breathe or until I guide you in. We'll just do a little short one because you're on your own, you're at home. And please, I would encourage you to do it just to feel it, because just to see how you can change your biochemistry through your breath. It's pretty amazing stuff. And you might feel good about it as well. Okay, ready? Let's go. Everyone take a full breath in and then let go. Good. Well done. Keep going. Fully into the belly, into the chest, into the shoulders, as much air as you can, and then let go. Good. Two, three, fully in and let go. Good. Four, fully into the belly, into the chest, the shoulders, and let go. Good. Five, you might want to pick the pace up a little bit. Fully into the belly, chest, shoulders, let go. Good. Keep going. Six, fully in, let go. Seven, fully in and let go. Eight, fully in and let go. Nine, fully in and let go. Okay, 10, last one, fully in to the belly, into the chest, into the shoulders, fully in. Exhale, exhale and hold. So remove all the air from your lungs. Stay still. Feel. Notice. You're just changing the biochemistry in your body. Okay, we're holding our breath and I'm going to guide you in. In four, three, two, one, fully in. Take a full breath in and hold that breath. We'll hold that breath at the top. We're going to hold that breath for 15. You're doing great, guys. Well done. And four, three, two, one, let go. Well done. You just completed a mini round of basic Wim Hof breathing.
So we're back after the breath work with Heather. Thank you so much, Heather. And how are you feeling after that? I hope you're lying down. No driving, no machinery, nothing like that. So thanks, yes, for sharing that with everybody. So that's a very mini version. Pleasure. Of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you would normally do 30 to 40 of those, but do the follow the same process, three steps. But the first step you would do it 30 to 40 times.
Yeah. And you're breath holding on that after the first bit, aren't you? And then that last bit for up to 15 seconds.
Yeah, three steps. First step, fully in, let go, fully in, let go, 30 to 40 times. Second step, exhale, exhale, remove all the air from your lungs. Retention. I just got balloons there. Did you do balloons?
We got balloons.
That's what you feel like. I mean, you do feel like you're floating. You do feel like you're suspended amongst many other things. Thank you. Obviously. Flo's just looking at me as if, what the hell's going on there? Flo's my dog, for anyone that doesn't know. She's been very good. And the third step is you take a full breath in whenever you feel the need to breathe, fully in, full breath in, and then you hold, and you hold that for 15 seconds, and then you let go, and you just repeat the rounds.
Yeah. I think mindset wise, I think it's really good that it's like three or four rounds. It's like, doesn't feel like you're going to do very much. So I think it makes it easier to accomplish on your own, if that makes sense as well.
Yeah, 15 minutes, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah, yeah, it's very good. So before we head off today, is that that was so funny. So basically what happened was, so here we're here on Zoom recording this, and balloons just floated across your screen. that's hilarious. Anyway, so are there any parting words, Heather, that you'd like, you know, that words of wisdom you'd like just to share at the end before we head off today?
I would say whatever it is, anything that you've been thinking about and wanting to give it a go, obviously I'm biased towards the Wim Hof method and certainly towards your health. You know, do it. You know, what's holding you back? What's stopping you from doing it? What's the worst that will happen if you did it? Because whenever we do push ourselves through these things, through these challenges, through these things that we build up all these stories around, or we can't do, shouldn't do, that's when we start to live. That's when the magic happens. You know, we have one life and it's very precious, and we get reminded of that, sadly. But
We do have one life. It's a gift. Look for the magic.
Yeah, thank you so much, Heather. And all Heather's details will be in the show notes. And yeah, let's look for the magic. Thanks so much, Heather. And lots of
pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.